the other big story of insurgency. In this case, it's political, military, and a possible humanitarian crisis. Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, is now under the control of the Al-Qaeda offshoot, ISIS. That's the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. With this territory, ISIS controls land stretching from Lebanon to Aleppo in Syria and Fallujah and now Mosul in Iraq. 500,000 refugees may soon be on the move to escape a counterattack by the Iraqi military. Abbas Kadim is a senior foreign policy fellow at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced and International Studies. He grew up in Iraq and studied in Mosul for 4 years during the 1980s. Welcome, Abbas.
Thank you.
This seems like a very disturbing development. The great fear, both back in 2003 when the invasion of Iraq began, was that the final end game here would be some sort of partition of Iraq into a north, middle, and south. Do you think that's what's beginning here?
It is certainly disturbing, but I do not believe that we are moving towards partition, because simply this is just an insurgency that is not adopted, at least publicly, by the people of Mosul. So I believe that the government will do its best to retake Mosul. I am afraid with a lot of damage to the city in the same way it happened to Anbar.
Do you think that the Iraqi military and the Iraqi government can accomplish this on their own, or do they need to call in the U.S. cavalry once again with all the political risks that that means?
They do have enough troops. I think the Iraqis realize that it is almost impossible to have American boots on the ground again for many reasons, both political reasons in both countries and for the agreements that have been put together in Iraq. And Mosul needs to be recaptured really fast if Iraq wants to create some kind of or build morale once again. What happened in Mosul needs to be taken care of immediately, and if it happens again in another city, then we will be looking at deep trouble. But I believe that Iraq does have enough troops on the ground to do what it takes.
Is this a propaganda victory for ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, that consolidates territory in Iraq, or is this a real on-the-ground victory that will have implications from Turkey all the way to Lebanon?
Like I said, I believe that the Iraqi government will be able to take care of it. They need to do some reconciliation with the Kurds. They will be able to get the city back. The number of ISIS that were reported are not anywhere near enough to control a large, huge province like Mosul. But like I said, I believe that the greatest damage that will happen will be this low morale that the fall of Mosul created. And on the physical side, I think they will not be dislodged from Mosul without heavy bombardment and other combat that will damage the structure of the city. Mosul is one of the artifacts of Iraq, and any bomb falling anywhere is going to create irreparable, regrettable damage.
And you've seen Mosul. You've lived in Mosul. What is most threatened, and what is the potential for a humanitarian disaster with all of the refugees on the move?
Well, Mosul is highly populated, and the population there is very diverse. It's not like Anbar with almost homogeneous Sunni Arab society. You find all of the fabric of Iraq and Mosul. Mosul is one of the cultural centers in Iraq, dating back to 4,000 or 5,000 years in history. The old Mosul, where most of the activities are right now, you will see buildings and mosques and churches that date back to various times between 1,000 and more than 1,000 year history. The city itself is one of the most beautiful cities in Iraq, and it would be very regrettable to see any damage that would happen to any of those places that Iraq always celebrates and puts on postcards and this and anything that is to market Iraqi history and heritage. cultural heritage, historical heritage. But I think also all of that will pale before the fear that human blood might be also and will certainly be shed if there is anything, that any combat or bombardment that would happen, because I don't see all of the people of Mosul moving anywhere to avoid the casualties. It's a very large city, and the ones who already left town, there are small numbers reported compared to the millions who are living in town.
Abbas Kadeem is a senior foreign policy fellow at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced and International Studies. Thanks so much.
Thank you.